Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, the Patriots get it done here at their home opener, 25-21 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's talk about a couple of things. The first, probably most important thing, Tom Brady is okay. Everyone can relax a little bit.
I think we can officially put to rest any injury news. We're done talking about it.
Right.
He practiced on Thursday. He played Friday night. Flawless, almost, and really connected with Danny Amendola. Tom Brady is fine. We can 100% say that now.
He did not address the media afterwards, but Coach Belichick did, and Coach Belichick was asked about, you know, his thoughts on when Tom Brady went out that day in practice, and he said, you know what, we're so far beyond that. We're moving right along. So let's talk about the other two quarterbacks. What were your thoughts on Ryan Mallett, Tim Tebow?
I was impressed with Mallett.
I was too.
It wasn't like it was flawless by any means,
right.
But that touchdown drive to Zach Sudfeld, I thought he showed more presence and command than he really has in his previous preseason performances going back to his rookie year. A couple of really strong throws, including the touchdown, he impressed me. Tim Tebow was really poor out there.
Right.
I mean, when he dropped back to pass, very little good happened for the Patriots. He talked in the locker room just now about he really is still continuing to learn the offense, and I have no doubt that he is. He isn't showing it too much on the field quite yet, so a lot remains to be seen. I still think he's going to be on the team when all is said and done. I think they feel like they've got something there. But we haven't seen a ton on the field yet.
Right.
That's positive.
I definitely agree with you on Ryan Mallett. A lot better this week than he was last week, 137 yards. The touchdown pass certainly helps, but I thought he looked more solid, more comfortable here on his home turf. Well, a good night for some of the rookies, especially Zach Sudfeld and Logan Ryan coming up with a pick six. Zach Sudfeld, it doesn't matter who's throwing him the ball, he will make the catches, especially in the end zone. Had a really good performance tonight.
He's got great hands. I mean,
the two-point conversion and the touchdown.
Both were in traffic. I mean, that shows a lot. I mean, the ability to, you know, he's not open, you know, wildly open
right.
every time, but he's got hands. He can catch it in traffic. He's a big target.
Right.
He's really opening eyes. Really a lot of first-team snaps, so I think he's in good shape. And Logan Ryan, I mean, this guy has played a ton of snaps these first two
right.
weeks. In the absence of Alphonso Gennard in particular, that pick six was a really good read by him. You know, there's been some good, some bad, but this guy is really developing into what should be a third or fourth corner on this team. And if Alphonso Gennard is absent for a certain period of time, you know, you never know. He could be a starting cornerback with Kyle Arrington moving into the slot. Promising signs.
Well, the pick six was inevitable. I mean, he was so good coverage-wise tonight. Definitely really impressed by those two rookies in particular. So we'll definitely have more throughout the week as the Patriots move on, get ready for Detroit next week. Kind of a quick turnaround. They'll play them on Thursday night. But that will do it for now from Gillette Stadium. And we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.